Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the 20th pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Miami Heat select Kasparis Jakučionis from Vilnius, Lithuania, and the University of Illinois.
Yeah, I love the toughness. I like the desire to win every game, going with 100% effort and trying to win every game because every game matters, you know. And just the team plays as a team, sharing the ball well, getting great shots. So I'm just happy to be the part of it.
All right, so the Miami Heat with that 20th pick, you just heard it, Kasparis Jakučionis is going to be the new guard. How quickly he'll play, what we'll find out. They're all over the board last night after the pick was made, and some people loved it. And some said it'll be a development, and he's got things. And he was injured the second half of the year, so he didn't shoot the ball as well. And great passer, but turns it over too much. So they're going back and forth. Listen, it's everybody's looking for upside, especially. That's why we saw so many 19-year-olds and one-and-done players that these organizations like the Miami Heat think we'll get him in there, we'll polish him up, we'll get the most out of him, and we think he's got big upside. And so we got another first-round pick, man. I got to tell you, from all those years where Riley was giving up those picks and bringing in, we have gone a whole different direction, man. We now have six first-round picks on this team. Oh, by the way, all under the age of 30. What's Bam? 28 now, maybe, Woody? 28? Bam's the oldest. Tyler Hero, I know, is what, 25?
Yeah, Bam's 27.
How about that? Jokic is 22. We talked about it yesterday. Hawke's got to be about the same. Ware is still a young guy. He's first-round pick last year.
So what are you trying to tell me? These guys have more upside? Is that...
I'm just telling you, man, because this is not how we used to do business. I'm not saying we haven't had first-round picks, Dwayne Wade, that were really freaking good.
Been stuck in this level of mediocrity in a long time either. So.
But I just wonder, I brought this out yesterday because I thought there's a chance they might try to make a splash and a trade before, which they would have to give up that 20th pick, but it didn't happen. I know a lot of people love this draft, and said it was deep, and there's going to be a lot of guys that end up being really good players in this draft. And so it just looks like they're in that culture. We're going to develop our guys, and when we finally can, we'll get a guy. But, hey, listen, when you got young guys on first contracts, it's a lot cheaper way to do business. In all sports, a lot cheaper to do it that way if they can play and hopefully play quickly. But I can't remember last time. We're talking about potentially Woody, unless something happens here in a trade, 5 of 6 of those guys could be in the rotation. 5 of 6 of those first-round picks could be playing a lot of basketball for this Miami Heat team this year. We know Ware is, and Bam and Hero. Wouldn't be surprised with Jokic that he's not playing more at 22. They got seems to be a guy that teams are still interested in, and 6'10", and he's obviously got a lot of talent, just hasn't been able to put it all together yet, but he's a young guy. So anyway, we'll find out. But, yeah, you know, you go to get information. I don't know why I do this to myself, and then I see a D-plus grade, and then I see a C and a B, and it was like, okay, first of all, he hasn't played, so calm down. If you put him too high or too low, oh, I had him on my board. Same thing we see in the NFL. Oh, I had him on my board going 10 to 12. Well, he was in that area of a top 10 pick, and then he got injured and he didn't shoot and play as well late in the season. And then they talked about, you know, some of the things, great pick and roll guard. Then they turned around and said, but he still turns the ball over way, way too much. And so, good ball handler. Look, he's obviously got some talent. And I saw some other teams were mad they didn't take him. So people were talking about that. A lot of different things. And this is what happens with a first-round pick, folks. This is exactly what happens with a first-round pick. But I got to tell you, Pat Riley jumped out of that chair last night like he's about 45 years old when they made that pick. And he seemed to be real excited about that guy. And I always got to say this. We've never seen, ever, after somebody makes a first pick and a GM or a president stand up with the media there and say, man, we got burned. Four guys we liked all were taken, so this is what we got stuck with. Nobody's going to put a negative spin. Not when you got your fan base showing up in an arena to watch the pick and going to parties, watch parties to see who you take, you know. And by the way, for no other reason, you really going to stand up there and not say, boy, we got the guy. There were five guys in this group, and we did not think this guy was going to be there. We had him a lot higher on the board. That's kind of the going comment.
Well, how many millions of dollars do you think they spent to make this one pick? Right? I mean, they have scouts all over the country.
Oh, I agree.
They've spent hours upon hours, I'm sure, you know, meeting with guys.
I think you're checking on character, how they going to do. You talk
this
about
this one pick.
You talk about sports of highs and lows. Basketball doesn't take a back seat if you've ever played basketball and all of a sudden your shot's not going down and you get in that little funk and can't get out of it for a while. So anyway, hey, listen, this will be an interesting one, and I get it, the culture and the development and our coaching staff and the offseason, the job. We'll have summer league basketball starting up here real soon, and they'll get all their young guys in that, including last year's players as well as this year's players, and you'll get a chance to see them and watch their development together with all that stuff. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. We've been all over the board here, and I did bring up this July 1st is free agency, start of free agency for the NHL. And Bill Zito is trying to sign with the money he has. He said, we're going to spend every dime we have. Every dime left, we're going to spend. And they've got three guys in Ekblad, Bennett, and Marchand. Bennett and Marchand just had phenomenal playoff runs in this, including Bennett, named the MVP, gets a Smythe Award. Those guys going to make some money. Marchand's probably thinking at, what, 37, Woody? I don't think he's 38 yet. But all of a sudden, Marchand might be looking at a lot more money than he originally thought he was going to get, right? Boston said no. He might be looking at more money. Sam Bennett's got to be looking at real good money, real good money, the way he plays. And his offensive game was so good, scoring goals. We saw the liquor talking. Yeah. And they all were here, man. They're all here hugging each other.
Marchand, you could see more taking a discount to finish up his career, right?
But well,
the problem, like Bennett's, you know, his prime.
So I get Bennett. Bennett's going to make, he made $4 million last year. I could see Bennett doubling his money here. Maybe eight.
Yeah, there's not a lot of money in that sport.
But what do you do?
You don't have the same contracts.
What do you do? You offered a 6 to 7 year contract and it averages out to 10 or 11 million a year.
Then you should take it.
And you start doing math on 2 or 3 million more, no matter what your tax situation is, in all these other markets. Now, here's the deal. You want to stay here and play for a three-peat? I get the selling point for Bill Zito. He had a great year. You play great with these guys. You know what you're playing. I get we can't pay you as much. I understand it. But you're doing something very few athletes ever get a chance to play. This is the agent talking to the agent, too. A three-peat. A friggin' three-peat. That's what we're playing for this year. It's unbelievable. And then the other side of this is, yeah, but somebody offers me a 4 or 5 year contract for 2 or 3 million more, and all of a sudden it's another $15, $16 million more. I don't know. And by the way, Bennett might be more. So I don't know. I don't know how these guys feel. And they know when they go to these teams, they've seen how these teams have played. Like, I don't think I can turn it around by myself. They're bad. They don't play well in the playoffs. This Toronto thing's a great example because Toronto, great hockey market that come up short. And a lot of it's because we kick their ass. We knock them out of the playoffs. And then they whine up there. A lot of wine and cheese. So those guys, and they keep bringing up some of these guys' names with that market, with Toronto. And they know now that they've kicked their ass, they know what the shortcomings of that team are. So you got to decide, are you going to be the one that puts them over the top? Or do you want to come down here where if you guys stay healthy and stay together after the way you dominated, you're telling me you don't think you have a chance to three-peat? So that's where you are, man. Family, what do we do? And some of these guys, by the way, are Canadian. I get the whole Canadian market thing. Anyway, it's going to be an interesting one for these guys, and we'll know the next few days, man, because July 1st, free agency starts, and you know, by the way, you know offers have already come into these agents. These agents already got a really good idea which teams and how much money. They already know. It's early. You can call it tampering. I call it the gray area of professional sports, but everybody starts early in this business. If you think they're all going to start making calls July 1st, they've already started. As soon as that parade got over and they got done with that drunk talk, then it was on. Gave them a day to sober up and then get on this thing. We are going to take a quick break here. We've got some Dolphin talk coming up. Kim Bocamper is going to join us here coming up. We'll talk to Big Bo. Chris Perkins is going to join us for the Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist and talk about this team. Because this is it, folks. This is pretty much what you have. What you had in minicamp, not going to change a lot. Jalen Ramsey, most likely going to be gone. I think both guys that are kind of holding out most likely will get a deal done that they're happy enough to show up at practice and play and get ready and probably need another veteran cornerback, probably, on the cheap. So that doesn't really change the team. This is what you have. We'll break all that down and talk about the good and the bad and what you like and don't like. We'll have all that for you, and you can get involved with this coming up with some football stuff in just a moment. But first, hurricane season. Oh, boy, it's here. Get ready, folks. Protect your home, man. That's why I say protect your home. And if you haven't, I know some people in my life that keep telling me, I'm going to wait one more year. Having trouble with the insurance company, I'm going to wait one more year. Try to get through with this roof. It's a little leaky, but we'll try to get through one more year. And the impact windows and doors, I know it's a lot easier, but we're going to wait one more year. And I'm like, hey, man, protect your home now with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. They do it all. And if you got that old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials, lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on the legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. Or call 954-500-LOCK to have a professional team of people that will answer the phone, answer all your questions. They cover all of South Florida. Again, whether it's the windows or doors or a new roof, they do it all for you at Loctite Impact.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back and a good morning to everybody. Happy Thursday. NBA draft first round is done. Last night, the Heat get themselves a guard with that 20th pick. And so now the Miami Heat will have six first rounders on their team. What'd you say Bam's age is? 28? Did you say 28 or 29? He's not 30 yet. I know that.
No, he definitely, I think he said 28.
So Bam, it's pretty amazing. You got a batch of first round picks that are all
27. I'm sorry, Joe.
Wow. Bam. So Bam's 27.
His birthday's in like 3 weeks, though.
Bam's the oldest.
He'll be 28 on July 18th.
How about that? Bam's the oldest of six first-round picks that the Miami Heat have made that are still on this team.
You think he can keep getting better? I mean, he's entering those prime years here. Like, this is when he should be peaking.
I said this yesterday. I'm going to say it to you, and you tell me. So we've seen everybody keeps talking about, hey, we got to get the ball to Bam more. We got to get more plays set up for him, and he's working on his shot, and he's been working on his outside shot, his three-point shot, and today's three-point game, and all that. All I know is at the end of the day, he averages 18 or 19 points a game, and everybody thought it was going to go to – and by the way, I thought early on, because he's just – every year he's just getting better and better. His all-around game is, you know, solid as a rock. One of the top players and plays, you know, always gets mentioned as a top 20 player. But he's just not ever – he's never going to be a 23 or 24-point-a-game guy. And part of it, whether it's not on him, it's on the team, he just got nights where he turns into Jimmy Butler. He's got nights where he takes eight or nine shots. I know he's very open about it and everything. I am a big Bam fan, not to mention what he does with Chapman Partnership and giving back. Like, Bam is all about all the right things and playing the game the right way and all that. But – Bam is never going to be 23 or 24 points a game. He hasn't been yet. And we needed that guy last year to go with Tyler.
Well, yeah, but you're asking something that he's not capable of
doing.
That's
right. I said that.
You know, look, I happen to be a huge fan of his as
okay,
well.
I think he
gets a lot. Well, no, I don't think we all do. I think
a lot of people like him.
I think a lot
like
of fans give him a lot of crap and expect stuff that he's just not capable of doing, but I think that he's incredibly valuable. And there's obviously a reason he's on Team USA.
Right.
Right? I mean, he's a very, very good player. He does, you know, the dirty work. He plays his ass off.
Yes, yes, and yes.
He plays, which is also
half
the battle.
But he's just not in a game of scoring.
He's a number three, man. Bottom line, he is a good number three. He is a nice piece for a team.
You know, he gets ripped on these shows. He gets ripped in big games where he takes 9 or 10 shots, and makes 5, and has 12 points. That's when people go, why is Bam Adebayo? And they look at what you make, and he's the highest-paid guy on the team and all that stuff. And so he does need, to our original point, that's why he needs another scoring guy next to him so he can be Bam and doesn't have to hear about all the other stuff. And let Tyler and whoever else, where's the scoring come? Where's the third wheel of the scoring if you know you're going to get 23 or 24 a night from Tyler and 18 or 19, under 20 from Bam a night? You need another guy. Who's going to be the guy that scores? You didn't like the KD thing. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying you were one of them. They didn't like the 26 or 27 points a night. So where do you get it?
Well, the KD thing's more appetizing now that I know there's nothing left.
And by the way, I just did what you do all the time, and I did.
Who knew how what they would have to give up to get him? I mean, Houston gave up a really good player, I think, in Jalen Green.
I don't know, man. Now, you listen to that. Everybody thinks that deal's lopsided.
I don't know, man. I don't know who's going to end up getting the better of that deal, right? Kevin Durant, I don't know how much he has left in the tank, Joe.
Okay.
Let's be quite honest. Like, who knows,
that's
right?
That's the only question. But
the other guy's, at least he's young. There's some upside there.
Okay,
great. But I don't know that if you added Kevin Durant to this team, would they be some sort of title contender? I don't know. You'd also have to fill in the rest of the roster, clearly. And that would become tougher after you've given away
what
your
can
young
say
pieces
you want,
to bring
but,
a guy
but,
like
but,
that in.
But you get a number one scorer on your team coming in. And I know he's not going to play 80 games. I get it. And there's no way KD's going to play. You're going to have to be smart with how you use him and that, and you're going to keep him around. And I think that's part of what scared Pat Riley at this point. But guy can score. Gets up in the morning.
So go get DeMar DeRozan or something like that if you really want a guy that can just score.
DeMar DeRozan and Kevin Durant, different guys.
I know.
Oh.
But if you know, obviously his asking price I would think would be less.
Yes. Especially if Sacramento's looking to get rid of him.
Nobody wants to be there.
Nobody wants to be in Sacramento. Yeah. That drives those guys nuts. I say that. It's so funny. I had to tell you a story about that. One of their guys hates that I said that.
Really?
Yeah, and because now when one of those guys leaves, like their best player last year went to San Antonio, I said, I told you, nobody wants to be in Sacramento. All right.
Speaking of Sacramento, Mr. Milpinas is downstairs, and we'll go get him in a minute here.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get
him. You guys can talk about Sacramento together, how nice it is.
He's not a Sacramento guy. He's a Bay Area guy. Yeah, there's different.
Oh, there's a Milpinas, a different part of town?
Why, after, will you do me a favor at some point?
I gotta study a map, but you're
no,
right.
No, why don't you go to California? You said, well, you've never been to California.
Drive up the coast?
No, you've never been to California. Yeah, that, by the way, California can't screw up the coast drive. That's one thing. Trying to think what, because I don't want you to have the bad experience in L.A. or San Francisco. Stay on the coast. And
okay.
And then, once you get up to Sacramento, they can't mess anything because then you got the Sierra Nevadas and you're in great shape.
You just haven't spoken very highly of the area, so you're not like...
Well, I'm a little down on it, too.
I would hire you to be on the tourism board.
I'm a big California guy, but I'm a little down on the governor, to say the least. Like, how do you screw up one of the great cities? I'm not even talking about L.A. How do you screw up one of the great cities in America? It's screwed up like no other city. And don't try to tell me there's another city close to it. San Francisco's effed up.
Why don't you run?
The only thing they haven't effed up is they got that beautiful ballpark right on the water.
Maybe you should
run. That's the only thing they didn't mess up.
Go for governor of California. I'll support you.
Yeah.
You're right. You have my vote. No. I guess I'm not eligible.
I'm probably too many issues. I probably wouldn't.
Boy, if you ran. That was fun. We talked about this a while back. But if you ran politically and they...
They started
digging.
Yeah, they kill me. Why do I want to go? I'm trying to forget some of my past. Why do I want somebody to bring up some of the dumb things? My head when I go to bed is still like stuff pops up. And I go, brain, why are you bringing that up? It's been 25 or 30 years. Why is that coming up now? You ever had that, Woody? You can't sleep and you're going, I can't believe this. That had to be like 1989. Why is that coming up right now? All right, hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more to get to. We're going to go down and get the big fella, Kim Bocamper. Chris Perkins going to join us at 8 o'clock. We're going to jump in for you Dolphin fans need a little fix on what's going on, what we like, and what we're still concerned with, and who needs to step up. We'll have all that for you coming up here. Right now, I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Knock it out if you're going through it. And your energy level, by the way, when you talk about energy level not being there, summertime, man, vacation's coming up. You got the family. Last thing you want to do is be tired, and then that little lady of yours looking so good on that summer vacation, and you realize you can't do anything because your sex drive is gone. Go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Stop fighting this. It's not coming back. It's normal. It happens to every guy sooner or later deals with a bad, bad case of low T and ED. And I had them both, and it is, I mean, I had nobody to turn to. I mentioned to a couple of buddies, and they said, no, we're all going through this. And I was like, well, I don't want to go through this. This is terrible. And I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I got the testing done, the PSA test. I met with their professional staff. So good. Made me feel a lot better knowing that every other guy, I didn't know every other guy goes through this. I thought it was a Joe Rose thing. But I had that first appointment. I set it up. Go to 877-455-7300. We got 7 locations, a brand new location in Hollywood, so even easier for you to get to now. Bottom line is, it works right away. The biggest question I get from guys that do come up to me, how fast does it kick in? I said, real fast. 877-455-7300. Set up the first appointment because it's the most important one to get you started and find out what's going on. Atlantic Men's Clinic is first class, first class. Beautiful offices. Great people, very professional, and great results waiting for you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. We got Big Bo in. What do you have for us today?
Morning, Bo. How you doing?
Yeah, this time this is your time, right?
Well, we were just doing a...
I'm sitting down there for 20 minutes, 25 minutes. I'm waiting for him to come down, pick me up.
You know what he said to me? He goes, make him wait.
Make him wait, yeah.
You know, he did. First of all, he said, you're from Sacramento. And I said, how long?
I think he called you and said, hey, did he bring any food with him?
Yeah, right. He wanted to know, any steak or fish coming in here today?
We were trying to figure out where your hometown is located.
My hometown?
No. Don't say where I was.
Joe's explaining
it. I can tell you exactly where my hometown is located. If you put a triangle between San Francisco and Oakland, down to the bottom of the bay. That's where we're exactly right, the bottom of the bay.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And it's not Sacramento. He's
Oh, no. Oh, no. Sacramento's
2 hours away.
Sacramento,
2.5 away.
Sacramento's probably 3 hours from us.
With traffic.
Yeah, well.
Traffic's bad down there, man.
We're also trying to get your college into the Pac-12 as well.
So am I.
Yeah.
So am
By
I.
The way, Bo, I thought they were in. When I saw all the
Texas
states.
Texas State just got in.
And I know that. I saw that.
That hurt. That hurt. Now you're hurting them.
I puked. That's not the one.
You heard of Texas
that's
State.
Not the, that's not the college that Larry Coker started, was it?
No. That was San Antonio. Oh, maybe it was. Now that I don't know. But, Bo, man.
Texas State, are you kidding me?
Well, they're all states that got in. Yeah. Even Fresno. Once Fresno State got in, I thought.
Look,
what do you draw there at San Jose State?
Fresno State. Boise State, they've all been at a pretty good level.
Yes,
you know,
Boise
at some point.
Good, yes,
and they've got good programs and they've got good facilities. We don't have, actually the team is on a rise. They got the guy Nuamatalovo or whatever.
Hey man,
the guy that came
on no rise.
The guy that came from Navy or whatever.
What are you trying to tell me? It's on a rise. Let me tell you what happens.
No.
Your best players. You know what happens to your three or four best players? They transfer and get a lot more money somewhere
that's
else.
That's exactly it. We get the guy that's going the other direction. Right. We get the guy that played in like.
By the way, Cal's got the same thing happening.
So when I was there. We'd get guys from Oregon, but we got good guys from Oregon.
That was a different time.
Now
yes,
it's a different time. Now you get the guys that Oregon doesn't want, not because they're troublemakers, because that's what we got.
Did you see which school? Speaking of, I took a shot at his school. Cal lost more players than just about anybody in the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. Anybody that was good.
Oh, yeah.
They go, hey, you getting paid at Cal? They go, not a lot. And he goes, well, come play for us. Yeah. We're good.
I'm just hoping that they slide. You know, the problem with San Jose State, they tried to revamp their stadium and they got one side of the field. There's no stands.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
And so you watch.
You can't be a major conference.
You watch a game on TV.
Right.
And you go, what the hell is that?
That
it's like a bunker over there.
I didn't even know that till you showed me that picture.
Oh my God! I'm like, really?
Sounds like they need someone like you to step up.
Right.
Yeah, they do.
Well, start donating to the program a little bit, bro.
Are they waiting right now? Because they're going to be waiting a lot longer.
Don't worry. Those little things come. Would you like to donate 5,
yeah,
10, 15,
you
or 20
I give you
50, to your school?
I give you $15.
Yeah. I didn't mean team. Go ahead.
Let me do a couple of these here for you guys. We got a couple of documentaries coming out here. Let's see if you're interested in these. UConn women's basketball, their dynasty is going to be featured on a new Apple TV Plus docuseries. They will go through the 2024-25 championship, Gino Auriemma's legacy, different stuff like that.
So was that Rebecca Lobo, right? Was Connecticut, right?
I believe so. Yes.
So
half the players in the WNBA
from
UConn.
But was that kind of the beginning of that that the women's program at UConn, or was it well before that?
I think you probably have to watch the documentary and find out.
Well, I know.
I don't want to ruin it for anyone.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin
not
it. I know.
Not much chance.
I know they sell out, and they're really friggin' good
it
every
says,
year.
The series offers fans an exclusive view into 40 seasons of UConn women's basketball. So I don't want to ruin it for anyone here, bro. So
you know. Okay.
We got that coming on Apple TV Plus. On July 29th, Netflix will start a behind-the-scenes WWE show.
Oh, I've been behind the scenes in the WWE. that's a different place, man. This was before WWE.
How close were you to becoming a professional wrestler?
You know what? I got to tell you the truth. Me and Eddie Newman talked about it when we're done, we're going to become a tag team. We're gonna do a tag. Yeah, we did. You know what? I'm not that I want to brag on my resume, but I was one of the top 500 wrestlers in Wrestling Illustrated, in the wrestling magazine. You know that, right?
I did know that.
See, so I had a little background
that.
In wrestling.
I knew that. Nice. That's why I brought that up. Because
what was your wrestling name?
I use my real name, but okay. I think me and Eddie were gonna do something about the Masked Alaskans. And Eddie was the guy that couldn't talk because Eddie doesn't talk very well, and I was gonna be the guy.
What do you mean Eddie doesn't talk well?
Yeah, no, but
he's
Eddie,
a freaking judge.
Eddie talks like a judge. You know, you can't have a judge talking.
You know,
so I said, Eddie, look, we'll be the Masked Alaskans. I'll do the talking. And you just every time you walk in, you walk in with a raw salmon, and you just bite the.
Tell poor Eddie with all that education, he can't talk, man. Eddie, knows.
No, he can talk, but you know Eddie. How he
I forgot. Talks. I don't even call. I call him Judge.
Yeah,
he was a judge for like 50 years.
Yeah,
he maxed it out. Dade finally said, "You're up. You can't do anymore."
In. They're calling him in. He's still on the. He's still on the on
Come
call
on.
Basis. No, he goes in.
Is that true?
Yeah, he goes in. Yeah, it goes in every now and then.
I asked him when I saw him. I go, "Hey, Eddie, how you doing with retirement?" He said, "Not great."
Yeah. No. Well, yeah.
You know. You do. You're.
He wrote a book.
He did do the book.
His daughter did a book with him, and
he is.
And yeah, I don't think he goes in a lot. But
Eddie,
you know, Tony
is a sweet guy.
Tony Nathan is still a bailiff.
Tony's
there.
Still doing. I'm shocked.
And so Eddie, you know, I guess when they need, you know, someone like a. He's a part-time guy, and they say, "Hey, we need you for a couple deals." And they,
I don't think people realize when they see Tony Nathan next to Judge Newman all those years, how friggin' good he was.
You know what?
He wasn't just some
no
schmo up there.
No,
got a cup of coffee. He was unbelievable. He was always one of the best players on our
team. I think Tony, of all the guys we played with, Tony is the most underrated player that people don't know how good he was.
I'd agree with that.
I mean, that guy was...
He got caught up because he played some of his career when we had all the receivers.
Yep.
And Tony, by the way, you want to talk about the mismatch, all the receivers going down, and Tony left one-on-one against a
halfback short option.
Linebacker.
Halfback short.
And by the way, he had jock straps flying all over the place because guys were losing. Nobody could stay with him.
You know what I remember about
Quickest
Tony?
Quickest feet I've ever seen.
You know
seen.
What I remember about Tony? I remember getting on the plane virtually every road game we got on, and Tony would sit right in the back, last row, right by the bathrooms. I don't know what he was doing in that bathrooms, but I mean, he was right by the bathrooms. But you'd walk by.
Thinking about Johnny, that's what he was
looked
doing.
He looked like a snowman. He was packed in ice. Knees, shoulders. He took a beating every game. A lot of carries, a lot of, you know, run that halfback short option, he catches, and someone drills him in the back as soon as he catches
But you know, the other thing about Tony's background is phenomenal.
Oh, no, and it's amazing.
I did not know
about
going to an all-white school in that area in the South back then. Also one of the first black players to play at Alabama.
Yeah.
Not too many years off that. And what he went through. You saw the movie. What was the name of the movie?
The movie Woodlawn.
That's right.
It's a great movie. I mean, I'm watching this, and who was there? He was because it was him in Alabama, and the one of the quarterbacks.
Yeah, who was that? Right.
A good guy.
Right.
You know,
real good guy.
Played in the league, and it was one of these games where Tony comes out of nowhere, and they didn't even want him. You know, they didn't want any black players playing. They just
Bear Bryant really started.
Bear Bryant brought him in, but their high school game. Their high school game, they played in Alabama, in Birmingham, in the big stadium. I think they filled the damn thing up for a high school football game, like 50,000.
Oh, I know. He was unbelievable in high school.
Oh, just no.
By the way, we've chewed up Woody's time. Woody,
that's
got
okay. Well, this is really for you, Joe. The WTA will be staying on the Tennis Channel for the foreseeable future. They have just signed a deal through 2032. It says here that a significant increase in rights fees – for the women's tennis here. And this,
it's exploding. Tennis is exploding, men and women.
The deal solidifies Tennis Channel status as an indispensable network for those that want to follow the sport year-round. Outside of the Grand Slam events, the entire regular season for both the WTA and ATP require Tennis Channel to watch in the United States.
By the way,
you got some of these young guys and young girls coming up that are making
unbelievable.
It, right?
Well, the women are starting to really dominate. Yeah. Hey, do you see who's covering Wimbledon?
Jeff Darlington, JD.
JD.
3 weeks, going out there for 3 weeks.
So you know what? I sent him a text.
Yeah.
I said, JD.
You need
to start playing tennis now. You play golf all the time out there with Bo Camper. I see him out there at your club. You need to come over to mine now and play tennis.
You should.
I can't believe he's covering golf and tennis now.
You know
now.
What? He's good at everything. Jeff, we've talked about Jeff. First of all, he's a great person. You know what I mean?
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He doesn't have a bad bone in his body.
No, but he may be the best person I've met when it comes to networking. You know, getting people.
By himself.
By himself.
You see, sometimes he'll be at a dinner and you go, what are you doing with these guys?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He invited me out.
Yeah. It's great. He's great.
He gets good stuff.
And he's good. He does a good job. And I don't think he pushes like, you know, I know he likes to do breaking stuff, but I think he doesn't force it, you know. It's like some people do.
He won't use it if he thinks it's going to hurt him.
That's exactly it, yeah.
And he's got a little relationship with Mr. Brady, too. That cracked the ice there. All right.
Did you ever finish the WWE thing? I think I took that.
I actually don't think we did, but they do have a documentary. July 29th, the documentary on Netflix. They're behind
might
the scenes.
Have to watch it.
All right, our final couple here, guys. We do have some. This didn't take long. Right after Cooper Flagg was selected first last night, Fanatics jumped all over this thing here, and they have options here. You could buy the blue or white Mavericks jersey signed by Cooper Flagg. Wow. Any thoughts on what this retailed for? This is on Fanatics. This is not an auction, anything like it. It's just a signed jersey.
So you can, like, there's an unlimited amount?
Or I would think there's pretty much an unlimited amount, yeah.
I have no idea.
So $999.99.
Boy, Fanatics got it going. Did you see what they just threw together? That Fanatics Fest was fantastic.
Yeah. Signed basketball will run you $749.99. Also, within minutes of the selection, they had the Topps Now card, which was priced at $11.99 per card. One person will receive the one of one, which is inscribed first overall pick. Wow. So you have that going. His highest sale of a card so far, $85,000.
What's he, 18 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he's only 18-year-old in the draft. Everybody else is 19 and up. Yeah.
If you guys want, also, if you want to look like him last night, he was wearing a Hugo Boss suit.
Oh, yeah.
You can also buy the suit for $999. You can buy the shirt that was under it for $140 and the tie for
$99. God, man. Welcome to today's professional sports.
These guys, and certainly look, it's the top. You know, the special guys.
I think he's going to be really good.
But you know, this guy without his NBA contract right now is probably you got to be $10-20 million in, right?
Yeah.
Without just forget about what you're going to be paid in the NBA.
What were they saying he made at Duke last year? He didn't exactly make $200,000 or $300,000. Well, he made millions of dollars.
If you watch the tournament, he was in real commercials.
Yeah,
like I think it was New Balance. He was doing, I think, AT&T. Yeah. Like, he was in real commercials.
Yeah, they got on him along. As soon as he played with the Olympic team and practiced with them and was doing a real good job against the best players, they were like, you might want to lock this guy up.
Duke had three guys taken top in the
10
top
picks.
10,
yeah.
Right? And the second guy got picked a little – sooner than
nobody thought he was going to go as early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but the big center going 10, everybody thought he was going to be the man.
Yeah. He's a hell of a player.
Yeah. All right, listen, good stuff today, Woody. Did you get all your stuff in, or how much it bowed
you missed? Up? Well, I missed one. You guys want to take a guess on? I don't know how they got this. By the way,
downstairs with a cup of coffee. Yeah. I come up here, I'm all jacked up. You know,
well, it's nice outside. I want to leave you out there for a bit. Somehow they got a hold of the game 7 ball from the finals the other night. The auction house here, Sotheby's, has the ball. I don't know how. We're going to do more research on this. I don't know how they got it. Any thoughts on what that could sell for? The game used game 7 ball?
100,000
for those two teams? I wouldn't even be interested in it.
50, they're saying.
50,000
which seems low.
I did get a kick out of some people were trying to say it was one of the greatest finals. Like, nah.
Yeah.
I grew up with a whole bunch of good ones and saw a lot of Boston.
It was a good finals, though.
I know, but it had nothing in common.
Game 7 was a dud.
Magic and Bird finals and MJ, some of his finals.
You go back, you have the Pistons and those guys.
Gave me such a hard time. He said there's no star power in the finals, small markets and all this. And now
I was glad to see it. I'm not. I'm just saying.
Now you're upset about it?
Everybody goes too far about, this was one of the – I go, no, it wasn't. I mean, it was a great story, nice story from Oklahoma City winning a championship. Mostly through the draft and a great trade to get their best player, the MVP. But anyway, all right. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here, man. I can see this morning everybody's got some serious sports buildup that we got to get to here. So we'll have that for you. First, though, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Oh, Michael at Choice Mortgage. People, Joe, why? Why would I go to Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage? I said, he's about great service. He's got programs. When you hear no, he says yes. He gets things done. It's about great service. Part of great service is you need a mortgage and you get one fast. He gets going on all the paperwork and you're in business. First-time home buyers, you want to get back in the game. You get beat out every time you find a place you like. And, well, can you give us a moment to qualify? No. He's going to get it all done for you. So when you go out to find that place, you're going to get it. And he's going to get you the best rate. Self-employed, been declined by the banks. He's got a program for you. Reverse mortgages, more popular than ever with folks Bowen my age, 62 or older. You qualify, got all that equity in your home. It could really use that money. That reverse mortgage might be popular and ready for you. Call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Matter of fact, go to Google Reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage Reviews, saying a lot of nice things about him. This man works 7 days a week. He truly has no life. And he's going to help you. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 35 years in the business, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.